You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Zeke Robison, and this is Tech in 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. The Tokyo Olympics will allow locals to attend events in person, but crowds are going to be capped to 50% capacity, regardless of whether the venue is indoors or out. Japanese officials also said that they won't be allowed to cheer. They must wear masks, and they have to go home immediately after the events. Spectators could be banned altogether if cases start to rise again. Before the pandemic, organizers reportedly expected around $800 million in ticket revenue, but the organizing committee CEO now says they expect no more than half that. Next, the U.S. shipped 2.5 million Moderna vaccine doses to Taiwan over the weekend, which is triple the amount the Biden administration had promised. Taiwanese leaders had previously said China was standing in the way of their purchasing doses directly from BioNTech, a claim the Chinese government said was false. Earlier this month, Chinese officials were displeased when U.S. senators visited Taiwan to announce the original plan to send 750,000 doses. As such, this larger shipment seems likely to further strain U.S.-China relations. And COVID cases are on the rise in Indonesia. Yesterday was a record, with over 2 million new cases. In response, the government announced that it'll tighten pandemic restrictions for 2 weeks in 29 areas where infections are high. In-person religious activities will be put on hold, and restaurants, cafes, and malls will only be allowed to operate at 25% capacity. In some places, there will also be a nighttime curfew. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.